We share with you the fun, confronting, wild, fucked up, epic, and raw side of being a woman in today's world. Nothing is off limits. Allow yourself to be inspired, to be unleashed.
We acknowledge that we are recording our podcast on the traditional country of the Turrbal and Yuggera people and pay respect to their elders past and present. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and contribution they make to this community.
Welcome back to the Women Unleashed podcast. Wow. It's now the 2nd of February.
Goodness me, time's going quick.
Christmas has happened.
New Year's.
Everyone's set their New Year's resolutions.
Yep. Written down some goals.
I actually didn't set any New Year's resolutions because I kind of had my things already, set in train. But it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about a lot of other people who do set New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And the standard is people don't generally keep them.
No.
Or if they do, it might be like one.
It's for a very short period of time.
Yeah. So imagine this, like it's January. You have set all these New Year's resolutions and then fast forward to February. You're 1 month through the 12 of the year and you've stopped them all. And then you live the next 11 months of the year like in some place of like despair, victim, disappointment, about not following through on what you said you would do.
Yeah.
That does not sound like an enjoyable way to spend the rest of my year.
No.
My 11 months.
No, not at all. No. I agree.
That would suck big time.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. And then you just get on like it's a snowball effect if you just feel shit about yourself. And then
yeah, you get on the victim train.
And then you just keep not doing it.
Yeah.
Not doing whatever it was you set yourself out to do.
Yeah. Actually, I just thought of something really good. Now, you don't, because I just use the word victim quite a bit. You don't need to have had something happen to you to be a victim. You can be a victim of your own shitty thoughts.
Yep.
So
proud of yourself for that one.
I'm so proud of myself. Well, it's something means something I've known.
Yeah.
But not really shared. Yeah. So there you go.
Good point. Yeah. That's it. We'll finish the podcast episode.
Boom. Mic drop. So good. All right. So we've in the past we have set like New Year's resolutions, but we generally set goals and achieve things in our life. So this episode we want to share with you what are some of the things that we do
to keep on track.
Yeah, to keep on track. And we'll go from there.
Yep.
Cool. Super duper. All right. First of all, people like the new year wait for the new year to set a goal.
Yep.
Or to set a resolution. They wait for the new year. That's kind of like saying, I'm going to put on hold something that's really important to me that I really want to achieve. Like it's really important to me. I'm going to put that important thing on hold. Because the calendar and everyone else says that it's a great time to set it in the future, in the new year.
Yeah.
Why fucking wait?
Yeah, it's just putting your life on hold, isn't it?
It doesn't even make sense. Like if it's really, really that important to you, go and do it now. Right now. It's the same thing. I'll start my new diet on Monday. And if you fail on Tuesday, you're going to wait a whole nother 5 days before you start it again.
Yep.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, that's also the thing is waiting. Like, you know, let's do a diet, a healthy diet or starting a healthy program or whatever. That's a great one where you muck up one day and you're like, oh, I'll just restart. When you can just restart the next day.
Yeah.
Just reset yourself or reset for the next meal or, you know, like
Whatever
it is, because we all, you know, every things don't always go to plan.
If we didn't fail, we wouldn't succeed. So failure mm-hmm. is necessary to succeeding.
Yeah, well, it's just learning. Yeah, it's learning too, isn't it?
Yeah. Like not staying on your eating plan is essential to staying on your eating plan.
Mm.
It seems weird, like back to front, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
So my invitation and the first little hack is to not wait for Monday or don't wait for the new year or don't wait for the month. Like start a diet on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Start the next straight away.
Or a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, and be intentional because what you're doing is building this muscle of I don't need to listen to whatever like it happens out there, whatever society says is the right way to do things. I can start my diet whenever I say I want to.
Mm.
So that's one way to start building that muscle. Like when Nathan and I did our, started our big planning process, at the time of our lives, it was like a week before October. And that's, you know, October's the start of a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing inverted commas there because, again, we made it up. We made the quarter up. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, we're going to start our year at October.
Mm.
Like, we're going to do a yearly planning process and it starts in October.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm not going to wait till fucking January to implement that shit.
No. Well, no, then it's like three months behind.
The fuck? Like, what am I going to do between now and then?
Mm.
So we started it in October.
Nice.
It works really well.
That's good.
And the other day we just had our monthly, no, we had our quarterly monthly planning session. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was awesome. So, yeah.
Awesome. So what do you do in these like planning sessions? I guess this can be another hack. Like what is your planning?
Yeah. So I set up the framework for planning before we go into like what we do in the sessions. So I will book ahead 1 year, like 2 or 3 hours, maybe even half a day, for the yearly planning session. I then book ahead, and this takes time, like plan, schedule out like 2 hours to do this kind of the planning for the planning.
Mm-hmm.
and then I will book 2 hours every quarter. Half an hour every month and half an hour every week. So we catch up every week and then every month we do the weekly and the monthly one in the same half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then every quarter we do the quarter weekly, quarter monthly weekly in that sort of 2 hour session. And then in the year, we'll generally probably like do the years. I'll tell you what we do in the years. Let's go into that. So in the year we will go, we'll reflect on what we did last year. And I can actually show you because I've prepared like structures for each of them. We'll go through them in OneNote. So I don't have it for the year, but I have the quarter monthly. So the year will reflect on what we achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did we achieve with the bigger list of things that we had? And then we will look at our 5 years and go, did we tick anything else off that list? Because I've heard that, you know, we often underestimate what we can get done in 10 years and overestimate what we can get done in a year. And then we will acknowledge each other and then go about writing down, well, what do we want to achieve in the next year?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we want to achieve in the next 5 years? So we do that like on our own and then we have a conversation about it. We share it with each other. And from there, we sort of like stack hands because the year and you need to be aligned.
Mm.
Like you don't have to have – and by aligned, you don't have to have the same goals. But if you want to have a child in 5 years, that needs to be in there. If you want to get married or engaged within – like it can still be a surprise, but you can say, look, I want to be engaged this year.
Mm. Yep.
Like, okay, great. And then we break down the year into quarters.
Yep.
So, and sometimes that might pull a little bit more detail of goals out from the yearly into the quarter. And we go, right, this is what we, to get to the year, if we're going to do all this in the year, this is what we would need to achieve every quarter.
Wow.
And then that's what the yearly session looks like. And we'll go have coffee somewhere or go away or...
Yeah, like make a thing out of it.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Enjoy it and yeah, there you go. And then the quarterly one, the first thing we do at the end, at the start of every planning session is check the time for the next one,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's weekly, monthly, quarterly or yearly. So we check the time and go, does that still work? Or have we booked an adventure over that? Tick. Then we reflect on what we achieved and what we didn't achieve and then acknowledge each other and then reset the next quarter and go, right, like, do we need to change anything here? Like, because you may not achieve everything you did. So what's new or what's different in that quarterly goal session? And then review what your progress is against what you said you'd do that year.
Yeah.
And then go into your monthly session. And they basically all have the same flow. Like, okay, did I do what I said I was going to do this month?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, acknowledge each other. And then write what's going to happen for the next month based on what you want to do in the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same for the week. It's a really pretty simple structure.
Yeah, cool.
And you've got to have that time in the calendar, booked in with yourself, booked in with somebody else. I did it by myself for years. Not years, maybe a year. And then I met someone and then he didn't like planning and it took me like 18 months to get him to plan. And now we're planning and it's great and he loves it. And I still have to pull his ear. You know, like he loves the outcomes of it. Doesn't necessarily like the process of doing it, but he loves the outcome of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's something we could do a bit more of. Like we have plans. We love planning stuff. Like, yeah. So for instance, us moving house, right?
Mm.
There's a lot to do.
Mm.
And there was a lot. You know, I had to rent my house out. Like there was, lots of different moving parts and I was getting myself all stressed out about it. So we just sat down and did a plan, wrote down the to-do list, wrote down who's going to do what on the to-do list, like when it should be done, all this stuff. And then it's out of your head. And then I just felt so much calmer because it was like,
I've got a plan.
Yeah, we've got a plan. It's out there. We've talked about all the things that we're concerned about and then it's done. Yeah. And it just, and then moving was pretty sweet, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, we do like to put, but we probably don't do like goal planning as much.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, here's a circumstance. Let me plan around that.
We have goals, but probably not as in, this is a bit more intense.
Yeah,
we do, but it works like in a good way, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we probably could look at doing this a bit more, a bit more intentional.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking on being intentional with everything that I do in my life, and I'm not that way. Otherwise, I'd be a lot more successful, and I will be.
Yeah.
So this is what's happening.
Cool.
One of the things about the weekly, it's the monthly and weekly. So there's like you go to KikiK or you go to, what's that other, Smiggle. There is no shortage of really cute stationery around.
Not at all.
That's like, here, plan this way, plan that way. Here's a checklist. Here's an X list. Here's a Y list. And recently I came up with a really cool one. And it's just an A4 sheet of paper and you use that one sheet for the whole month to do your monthly and your weekly planning.
Mm-hmm.
And at the top, you use probably like, I don't know, a third of the page and you write down your monthly goals at the top.
Portrait or landscape?
We're portrait.
Okay.
We're portrait.
Thank you.
I'm going to create a template.
Nice.
And I will post it on Instagram and then you can use it for yourself.
Yeah, perfect.
So you do like the first third is the monthly goals and then you divide the second and third third. You make them into four boxes. Because generally there's 4 weeks in a year.
Mm-hmm.
In a fucking year.
In a month.
In a month.
I was like, yeah. I was going along with it. And then I was like, hang on.
That sounds so convincing. There's 4 weeks in a year. And then each week you'll go, okay, you have your weekly session. Right, what are we doing this week? And it's perfect because you go, okay, well, what you said you were going to do that month is right there. And you go, okay, cool. Well, I need to be doing this week. You're doing that this week.
Yeah.
And
so you go off the monthly plan and then put it into the weekly.
Yeah.
The monthly goals and then break it down.
Break it down.
So it's more achievable things.
Yeah, correct. Because your yearly goals will be this like big thing. Like I'm going to publish a book. all right, well, you're not going to publish a book in a week, are you?
No.
If you haven't even started writing it. So how are you going to get there? And then what we're practicing now is some way to like, or what we're discovering is some way to check in with it. Because it's very easy for me to like, we'll do that on a Saturday or a Sunday. And then I'll get to Thursday and be like, whew, what was I supposed to be doing? And I check back in and go, okay, well, can I actually do the rest of that or not? So I sort of, taking on like having, hey, have you checked the list? And that thing is on the wall, like in our living area. So it's very...
Could be on the fridge.
Yeah, you could put it on the fridge.
Well, you know, just ideas for people.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't need a fancy Kiki K pad or anything.
I hate use the Steph Pace planners, but that's more for to-do lists for personal stuff and stuff like that. I guess as a partnership, you probably need it like on the fridge or, you know, things like that. I like using from Kmart. It's the, I don't know, it's like $5, something, maybe a bit more, but it's just a whiteboard for the month and you just, every month you change the dates. And I just like putting, it's not a goals thing. It's just a event.
Yep.
Appointments, just to know like where we're at each other. So I don't have to ask Will 20 times what he's got on.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to ask me. And like with we've got a lot of doctor's appointments at the moment, stuff like that. So it's all there.
Ah, okay.
Birthdays.
Do you guys invite each other to appointments that you are both going to?
Yeah.
Okay.
So cool. I do on the electronic calendar. So I put all the doctors and invite him.
Yep.
Doesn't mean he comes to everything, but knows.
Yeah.
His personal stuff, no. We don't invite each other to that if I don't need to go.
Yeah.
But we'll put it up on the board, like if I need to know. If it's like a work day, I don't need all these appointments.
No.
You know what I mean? If there's like this weekend coming, we've got a birthday party. So like that'll be on the fridge.
Yeah. Oh, but it won't be in your calendars?
It'll probably be in both. Calendars.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's good to just have it. I just like it on the fridge. It's right there in my face.
Yeah.
And I know what date it is and I know what's coming up. And like I look at it all the time. I just like to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's great.
I find that really good. And, you know, you can buy some where you can do for each person. Like they can have
their own week.
Yeah, so it'd probably be a weekly one, not a monthly one.
Yeah.
So what I do for our monthly is I just have like three different colours. One's mine, one's Will's, and then we have a joint colour.
Yeah.
So we know we're both going to that.
So organised.
Yeah. Sorry, it sounds a bit nerdy, but it works.
Have I not expressed my nerd for planning on here? Yeah, like, hello?
People will be listening and go, oh, my God. These two have too much time on this.
I'm going to have to do a lot of editing of the extreme sound I've been putting on this episode.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And then, but I think the ones with the, like, per person, they're weekly.
Yeah, okay.
So you can have, like, you know, for you and Nathan, you'd have each individual week, and then you could have Sophie and Ethan on there as well, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I like that for the family ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. Awesome. Something else I do with the calendar is if Nathan, like, doesn't need to go, but he needs to, but it's useful for him to know where I am. Or vice versa, so we can plan around that. Then I will send him a calendar invite and it will say FYI,
yes,
Brit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, cool.
So then it's in my calendar because I know I'm Brit, but for him it's an FYI. So it's like he doesn't need to be there, but if he wants to come see Carlos and I'm going that afternoon, then he knows.
He's aware of where you are.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to know where your partner, and it's not like in a creepy, like, I don't trust my partner. It's just... like, I know he's busy that day.
Yeah.
So I can, like, go, oh, no, sorry, we can't come to that event. Yeah. Or, you know, it's just to,
I
like...
think it creates workability.
Like, me
too. You can look at it and go, oh, he's doing that, so I'm going to do X, Y, Z, you know?
Yeah. And then when it's up there or, you know, on the fridge or in the plan, whatever, it's just... then, you know, you don't have to ask each other 20 times what you're doing this week because it's right there.
Yeah, it's exhausting having to remember what it is you're doing rather than just being up to what it is that you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just takes like space out of your brain.
Mm.
You know, like planning, like planning that move. Just everything, you know, I had more space in there to think about other stuff.
Yeah, the things that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with planning your month out and things like that, you know, it's just all there.
Mm. Actually, so speaking of planning, if like people are going to go do the calendar thing, don't use a manual calendar. Like the fridge one is fine, but don't carry around like a fucking manual calendar. Sorry, I just passionately am against the manual calendar because, like, who's going to be asked carrying around a pen and a
pad,
white eraser thing, or a pencil and an eraser to change appointments? Because things happen, right? You change things. And then who the fuck wants to be told by their calendar that they can't do something because they put something else in there? Oh, sorry, I can't take it out of the calendar because, like, I don't have an eraser. So, like, it's got to be at another time. Like,
yeah.
I'm no kidding. People live like that.
Yeah, I have a written one as well. So I have three, which is, it's over. I now am like, maybe.
Excessive.
Yeah, I think I didn't need the written one. But I use it more for a to-do list than. Yeah. I do put my appointments in there, but it's more like I wake up and go, what if I need to do today?
Yeah.
So it's more for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is like a bit of a sidetrack, but like cleaning can be something you plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like the lady. So the diary I have is the Steph Pace Planners, and she's on Instagram. It's just another mummy blog.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks, you know, she has a lot of organization, decluttering, all that stuff. That's her space. And she talks about cleaning. You know, I used to always like go, you just do like the big clean in the day. So like you do your floors, bathroom, everything, right?
Mm.
So one day is spent cleaning, or you know, a couple hours, and in a unit that's okay because it's like an hour and a half, right? We did have a cleaner, but
before in that. A unit, you can snappy,
but here, right, we've moved into a bigger house, there's no, like, that will take me all day. So like yesterday I did the vacuuming, so today I might do like the mopping. So like you break it into
chunks, chunk it down.
And that could be another thing you plan, like in your week, you know, you go Monday's vacuuming, Tuesday's the beds, or I don't know, Thursday's bathrooms, like whatever it is. So you can also, like, that's another cool thing. I don't think that's the right word, but that's a good thing to plan. You're
planning for freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like we talked about having a budget to give you freedom.
Mm.
Like when you budget in your spending money, you're not guilty about spending it.
Yeah.
Same thing about where you spend your time, right? Plan in time to have fun.
Yeah.
Have sex. Whatever, like, have a great, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. So there you go. And one of the things we're going to talk about next week is how to actually, when you're doing like your check-ins with yourself, to not beat yourself up.
Mm.
So what we're talking about here is how to self-reflect, how to review your actions.
Mm.
Like objectively,
mm-hmm.
rather than emotionally and critically.
Yeah.
So tune in for next week because guess what? It's February and we are setting you up for success in February, not January, motherfuckers. So tune in next week.
Yes. And thank you all so much for listening, and we hope you have fun sharing what you've gotten for yourself out of listening to our episode. Our goal is for our content to reach as many people as possible and become the number one women empowerment podcast in Australia. So our call to action is that you contribute to the women in your life by sharing this episode, subscribing to our podcast, giving us a 5-star review and rating. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.